From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Tuesday, February 12th. Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown was found guilty this morning of reckless driving in Ross Township. Brown was not present at the summary trial. He was stopped by Ross police in November. An officer says AB was driving over 100 miles an hour on McKnight Road near the Babcock Road interchange, where the speed limit is 45. $477 in fines and fees were imposed. Brown could possibly lose his Pennsylvania driver's license. It's been raining without stop since 3 p.m. Monday. This precip is part of a massive storm spanning much of the nation. Here's CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
If you take a look at the size of the system, this was the storm that hit Seattle over the weekend. It stretches from Minnesota all the way to the East Coast, and there's a hefty amount of rain and warm air underneath it.
And that warm air will deliver a high in the mid-40s today in Pittsburgh. By the time the storm passes tonight, total rainfall should be between 1.5 to 2 inches. There's a new nonstop flight at Pittsburgh International. Allegiant Air will start seasonal service to Knoxville, Tennessee in the spring. Allegiant will fly the route twice a week beginning May 17th. Pittsburgh City Council members are proposing amendments to the gun control legislation they will vote on soon. Councilmember Corey O'Connor says sponsors of the proposals got together after a public hearing to change wording to make it clear only specific weapons were being banned. Allegheny County DA Stephen Zappala tells KDKA-TV council should be trying to change state law in Harrisburg instead.
I'm not sure how far city council or the mayor's office has gone in that regard, but that's where the fight has to be fought.
When the city's law department is finished reviewing the amendments, that legislation goes through a two-week reading and approval process before it is sent to Mayor Bill Petutto to be signed into law. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.